one Bezos Hashem. Speak today about opening cans in Shabbos. Cans mean like the mushroom tuna cans, all different cans, pickles. This is one shaila I want to discuss. The second shaila is to discuss, you know, opening soda cans. Again, so the first shaila is, I'll speak louder. If you're allowed to open cans in Shabbos, fish cans, pickle cans, and all different cans, if you're allowed to open soda cans in Shabbos, if you're allowed to open bottles in Shabbos, you have caps, metal ones, plastic ones, beer, they have different kind of, they have the ones, they're very simple cans, you know, they're caps, you just manage, like a little crown, you just open it, open with a door, with a knife, if you're allowed to open them in Shabbos or not. And then if you have a yogurt, if you're allowed to peel off that metal that is on top of the yogurt in Shabbos. These are the things that we'll try, Be'etzem, to go over today. But before I start, I want to give a little bit to Akdomis. First, I want to read from Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, from the new Shmir Shabbos, and Perek Tes Aloche Aleph. He says, Lekatchile roi venochoin, it's the right thing to do, to open miboidyoim all of the bottles, cans, kufsaot shimurim, this is cans, drinks, all these things to open before Shabbos. Now, before I start to say the shir today, I want to be magdim. All of my life, I never had a tzad to open a tuna can in Shabbos. I felt this mamish chil Shabbos deiraisa. That's what I felt. To open a soda can, layala al adas, that a yid will do such a thing. This is the way I was brought up. A couple weeks ago on Shabbos, my kids had one of the friends over. It was an einikel of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. If in Shalosh Shudas, I came and I saw some tuna fish on the table. I knew, you know, we don't have tuna. We normally have normal fish for Shabbos. Just, you know, it was a lot of bachim, so it was finished. So I was wondering from where the tuna fish came. So they told me that the Zaynik, like, they opened the tuna fish. So I said, Chil Shabbos in my house? Chil Shabbos in my house? I didn't want to go to sit at the table that they had things from Chil Shabbos on the table. It was a very big tumult with their parents. I'm not going enough to know the story. So I decided to stick to be mevar the Indian, who is right and who is wrong. But I want to start, before I start, I want to make it very clear. Years ago, so I think 12 years ago, I gave a shir on baby wipes in Shabbos. And was understood in the shir, at least the baby wipes that were then, that is a lot of tzedodim lehokel. Even though I was magdim that chas v'sholem, I don't mean to be makel. And God, I met this Friday, Tamid Chochem, told me, Puk, here the shir, told him what came out. He said, for sure came out that it's awesome. But the Welt understanding then that it's mutter. And my mother called me up, and she told me that she heard that I said a shir and the wavy wipes, and it was mashma for people that it was mutter. How are you not scared for melachas deiraisa berabim to say such zach? I asked on you to say any more shir and wipes, and I never repeated that shir. See with them, I didn't repeat that shir. So I want to be magdim. I will go over a lot of the heterim. G'dayla oilom bomati, a lot of the cans. I'm saying again, I feel that Yeshiva Bachur b'shum pani v'ayifah, not to open, not a soda can, and not a tuna can, all these things, b'shum pani v'ayifah, not to open them. What? Bottles, we'll get to the bottles. Bottles, I spoke a lot. I spoke like 10 times to Upshim Zaman Ayobach on it. So I'll tell you exactly what he told me to say. And these things, but it was never a tzad by us that he's allowed to do it. In my family, in my house, it was not even a half a minute to do it. But I'm going to melamed the whole Indian. But I don't want people to come out, even that maybe it'll be mashma like this, that is allowed to do him lohargel. I don't want no one to come out. That is mut. I don't want another phone call. That's me. So I'm saying, I want to be masbir. We'll go over the sugyas, and I want to be masbir the tzedodim. We'll go keseda. Me'atoyro. If a person takes a can, a tuna can. I think we're speaking the same thing. These little metal cans. There's tuna inside, and it's closed. You have like a special opener. You're around and around, and you open them. Or today they have the ones that already has the ring and you just could pull it and it opens. But it's high nuach. Maybe the ring is easier. You know, what's a tuna can? So today, sometimes you have the one that you like, they already make it. You don't have to have the old opener that you go around and around. It may that you could pull it and it goes off. We'll see, could be these have a little bit kulis and chumris. But we'll go by even clearly opening a fish can in Shabbos, tuna can in Shabbos. If a person is opening it, and he has in mind, I'll tell you like this, I will not become out of Michshol, I will say first the Piske Halochas, and then the Lomdes, and then the Maisa about to do. So I'll go over first 5 or 10 Piske Halochas, the Shittas, and then we'll go the Lomdes, and then again, what is the Anogets of Neteya. If a person opens this can, Aldas, that he's planning to use the can for different things, when I was a kid, the people use these cans for nails, for different things. Or sometimes when you're hiking, you can use these cans, the mushroom, to cook eggs or to use these things. If a person has a plan to do that, it's a melocha deraisa, it's a chiyuv chatas and chiyuv skila. If his plan is not to use the can after he opens the can, he's planning to open the can and then to throw away the can, as a machlekes apoiskim, if it's osur or mutar. The Chazanish was machmir. A lot of poiskim amatir will see soon. In our days, a lot of things changed. But the Chazanish in Sefer state that is isur deiraise to open this can. Kimat isur deiraise to open the can, even if you plan to throw away the can. A lot of poiskim want to be matir. We'll go soon to mass with the machlekes. So opening cans, bepashtas, machlekes chazanish, and andere poiskim. Even if it's a chazanish that answers, zolkim shnu mezamen oyabach, if you make a hole in the bottom of the can, and then you open the top of the can, then it's muta. Most poiskim agree with Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Nissim Karelitz is machmir even in that. These halachas be'etzim kimat apply the same thing to the ones that open the cans. They're most pickles for sure like that. You just pull it. Also the tuna cans, a lot of them already, the spread especially. You just pull it and it opens. The sardines, you pull them and they open. Be'etzim is the same klal. That lefi dechazanish it's also, lefi dematirim it's mutter. If you make a hole in the bottom, it'll be mutter. Could be here, we'll see, maybe it's another isur of mechatech. We'll see later, maybe it's a tzad a little bit to be machmir. A soda can, Rebbe Eliashiv holds that could be a isur deraisa to open a soda can in Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach writes, you're allowed to open a soda can in Shabbos. Again, I'll be masbe later that it's not the Ashaile, but I want first the Piske Halochas. It's a big chiddush. To open a milk bag in Shabbos, to tear it with your teeth, or to cut it with a knife, and a little bit bigger from the way you do in weekday, as a machlekes apoiskim, I will not go into it today, but lekulam, if you have these little bags of drink, you're allowed to bite and drink the drink out of them. you have a coffee box, and when you open the cover of the coffee box, inside is like a light, like a layer of a silver foil. I don't know if they have it in America. Then they do it here and here, I know they do it, because they want it to stay fresh. So when you open the cover, you don't see straight away. You have like a little silver thing, like a silver foil inside, or sometimes you have like a piece of paper. That piece you for sure allowed to peel off. To open bottles, if they're made from metal caps, Shem Zaman Erbach was mechadish, that is also to open it in Shabbos. If it's made from plastic, Rav Shmuel Zalman said you're allowed to. Like Coke, Pepsi, all of these things are made today from plastic. 7-Up, you're allowed to open them. Some are machmir. Rav Nissim Karelitz is machmir. Rav Eliashiv also is machmir not to open the plastic ones also. So again, the metal ones of Shmuel Zalman asel, the plastic ones of Shmuel Zalman is matir. Rav Nissim Karelitz and Rav Eliashiv asked to open even the plastic ones. If it was open Me'erev Shabbos, or in Shabbos, but the plastic one, or the metal one, it was not open completely, and you just want to pull it off completely, Shmuel Zalman says, you're allowed to, Rav Eliashiv holds for sure it's a Yisro D'Oraisa. And the first guy opened it, but he didn't open it completely. So you just want to give it that click to finish to open it. Rabbi Eliashiv holds that it's also. To be mevayr these halachas, I say all these things, is alamol kedai. If you know the lomdus of the halacha, it's very easy in different cases to remember the klal and to follow. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, the Mishnah says like this. Shoiver odom es achovis, person is allowed to break a chovis, lecho lamenu groigros. He wants to eat groigros, they're inside the chovis, he's allowed to break the chovis to take out groigros to eat. Ubilvad shelo iskaven lasis keili, but not to have a kavana to make a keili when he breaks the chovis. So Trashi, what means Ubilvad shelo yichaven lasis keili? Not to make a nice hole. Shelo yaseh lo pesach yofe. Shim oise pesach yofe, chayev mishum tikun mone. It says you're allowed to break the chavis to take out the food in Shabbos. And here you have the first question. Why is no isur soiser? It's a melecha soiser in Shabbos. Why are you allowed to break the chavis to take out the food? Zogt Rashi in the Yereim, ain't stira bekeilim. Even if yesh binyan bekeilim, ain't stira bekeilim. Pashas, even in the Rabbanon, you're allowed to break. Taisa says, the chovis there is a mustiki. Mustiki means a very shvachi keili that was made from pieces of keilim. It doesn't have a shame keili choshuv. Memele, you're allowed to break it in Shabbos. So every time when someone comes to open something in Shabbos, to break the keli, to break the tuna can, in Shabbos, he has to declare, lefi Rashi, to break the keli is not a problem, lecha'ura. Lefi Taisas, we have to dan, if the keli is a mustaki or not. If it's a choshev keli, you're not allowed to. If it's a shvachi keli, you're allowed to. One shaila, we have to declare. Second shaila is, you're not allowed to do a Pesach. Pesach Yofe you're not allowed to do. What is called a Pesach Yofe? What is called a Pesach Yofe? Another Gemara. The Gemara says that it's an Isur to do a Shvache Pesach or to a Pesach Yofe. So again, one child is Isur Soiser. Another child is an Isur to do a Pesach. Pesach Yofe. And as another Zach, they were Oyser, Pesach She'eino Yofe, or to Pesach Yofe. The Shaila, they were Oyser in every Keili, or only in some of the Keili. So now, again, we're opening a tuna can on Shabbos, before we go into the Pesachim. First, we have to dan if it's an isu melocha of soisa. A lot of poskim will see Tilla David says you chayev on soisa if you open the tuna can. The second shail is maybe you chayev on doing a keli. You're doing a pesach. You're opening it. So there's one shail of soisa. Then even if you will smash it in the middle, it's a shail of soisa. Then I'm not smashing. I'm doing on top a very nice pesach. You think, Aherayim, Abel Emoshu, we have a soda can, it's mamish a nice Pesach. Forget about soisa, I'm not soisa the can. Forget, maybe I'm making the can now good, I'm not breaking, maybe I'm fixing. Opening it to the can, maybe I'm breaking it. After that, I'm soisa. Opening a soda can, maybe I'm making a Pesach. This is the second shayla we will have to be done. The third shayla is Isu Mechatech. There's an issue in Shabbos to cut things straight. Moses says a person takes a piece of wood, he wants to fix his teeth. So he cuts it to be a little bit sharp. So Moses says he's also chayim inside mechatech. He wants it to be pointy that will go in between his teeth. Here you want, when you open the soda can, you don't want the piece of that they call, I don't know how they call it in English, that little piece that comes off. Hebrew they call it leshonit, a little tongue. Like looks like a tongue. Now you don't want that leshonit to break in the middle. Alamosh, when you open a tuna can, a pickle can, you don't want it to cut not straight. If it cuts not straight, when you go to take a pickle, your hands will be cut. So you really try to do it good. If someone messes up, they tell them why you messed up, yeah? So the haino you mechatech. You want it to go in a direct, a special way. So this is a nazir melocha, we will have to be done when we're opening the can, if we chayev mitzad mechatech or not. The fourth thing that will have to be done is the gemore of choyslois. It's a gemore, Shulchan Aruch b'Sisun, that a person was kind of bags that they put inside the dates to dry them up. And the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to open them in Shabbos. And the shayla, why? Why it's not soisa? And the answer is because it becomes like the peel. Like you're allowed to peel a potato or a banana on Shabbos. The choyslois become like a peel. After we know these halachas, soisa, keili, mechatech, choyslois, we'll start to learn the halacha of opening things in Shabbos. And I want to go keseder, and I'm saying again, not to take out the kulis, just to learn out the inu. The Chazanish says to open a kufsat shimurim, he calls it. This is what we call today a tuna can. Also, says the Chazanish, she'im natir, if you say that it's mutar because he's going to throw it away and he's not planning to use it, zog the Chazanish, k'mo shegozru al pesach she'eino yofe, o tu pesach yofe. So we have to make a gzeire, don't open a tuna can, even if you have a das, to throw away the tuna can. Gzeire otu, you will not go to throw away the tuna can. As Zevi Chazal said when the Chovis, I'm allowed to smash it, but I'm not allowed to make myself a nice little hole to take out the dates. And even if I don't make it so nicely, but I'm making Epes a Pesach, it's also gzeire otu, he will make it nice. So even if opening the can, it's not a melocha because you're going to throw it away and you're not trying to make a kli, gzeire otu, a place that you will keep it. Taina de haintike poiskim, Sibald, who's the haintike poiskim? That in the time of the Chazanish, and I even, you know, I was after the time of the Chazanish, but I remember yet that people kept screws and nails in pickle cans. Today, most people don't do it. No one keeps... You know people that keep the cans? So while no one keeps the cans, I don't know the matzav and the diras, but if no one keeps the cans, so b'meila today is no mocking for a gzeira. The gzeira is only in a chavis that people make it with a Pesach, so even if you're not doing with a Pesach, Chazal made a gzeira. So again, the Chaznish answered, even if you're planning to throw it away, said again, if a person is not planning to throw it, he wants to keep the can for nails, it's a deraisa. But if he doesn't want, Chaznish wanted to make a gzeira. We say maybe in our day the gzeira doesn't apply. Oy zog the Chaznish, it could be also if he doesn't pour it out right away. Right, when you do a tuna salad, normally you do. I'm a lover of pickles. I see myself in my fridge in my house, I see sometimes a can for a couple weeks. They open the can, they take out one pickle, then another pickle. After a couple of years, it gets spoiled, they throw it away. But everyone sees in their house, sometimes it stays there for a couple of weeks, right? On a marshal, you open tomato sauce. Yeah, you want to make a pizza. But you don't need a whole tomato sauce. So you take a knife, you spread a little bit, put it back in the fridge. Or you buy today, you know, they have these little cans, salmon spread. You know, you're not planning to eat the whole salmon spread, but no one has made it. You eat it with a tkufa. So the Chaznish has a tzad. The lush of the Chaznish at least is, so we made it a keli. So you wanted to make a keli. So you can't say it's not a keli.
What's it called right away?
Okay, we'll get it. ואוי צוק דחזניש נראה לי שאפילו אם דייתו לזרוק מיד מכל מקום אצל מלוך די רייסה. Why? He says, but the Gemara said that if you don't have a das to make a Pesach, you're allowed to break the Chovis. He says, Chovis is a kli. Now you break it. If you don't have the das to make a keli, it's not a keli. He says, a tuna can is not a keli when it's closed. It's a piece of metal. You made a keli. So the person builds a bench. I really don't want to build a bench. I'm just building a bench. My mamish don't have a das. So melacha de raisa, I bring in the light. My mamish, it's not the melacha. Says to take a can, to open it. You made a keli. You made a box. The mele, he has a tzad. And lefize be'etzem, this is the reason I was brought up, that you don't open cans in Shabbos. You don't play Chiyuv Chattas with the Chaznish. And the Chaznish holds like driving a car. Came the Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, Nachlas Yankim, Or Letzion. Chaznish only asked it in that days that people kept nails in the, or the Moshe, they cooked. I remember in the old days, everyone cooked eggs in the cans. Why? Because people were scared from the blood. So like this, you do it in the can. If it's blood, you just throw away the can after it. Because if you cook in a pot and you have three zroiv eggs, the whole pot becomes, like, you know, today they're all different, but even if you ask your parents, they'll tell you that they had special dishes to cook eggs. They didn't cook in the same. You know, the more Amish people have this meaning also today. But most people don't have it. It's a different reason why that minik stopped, why it's not maybe not gas so much today. But we had the minik to carry on. So, but the Eitzah was, they used the cans. The person used the cans. And as Erev Shlom Zalman and Oyabach wanted to say also, that b'meile, it's not negah. We said, but the Chaznish said, even if you throw it, but the Metzius is that you're making it to become a keli. Zogim Shlom Zalman Neuerbach, it's not a davar choshuv. It's not a davar choshuv, it's like a mustaki. And b'meile, it's not considered you made a keli here. We don't say that it's considered you made a keli. So here be'etzem is a big vikuach. The Chazanish be'etzem asked. First, because people will keep it. We say today no one keeps it. But they said, "Bezman the Chaznish had epes a chashivus. In our days, it doesn't have a chashivus." Another thing, Zogim Shlom Zalman Neuerbach, even if the Chaznish that it has a chashivus of a keli, it's only if you just open it. But if you make a hole in the bottom, Zogim Shmir Shabbos B'Shem Dov Shlom Zalman. So when you're opening it, it's really not a keli because you can't keep nothing inside; it will pour out. But the truth is, you have to know how big is the hole that you do. But I think Rav Shlom Zalman Neuerbach gave a etzah. So even if you want to be choshes the Chaznish, make a hole in the bottom, and the mele you're not considered doing the keili, the mele it will be mutter. Shem Zaman himself said he's misupik if it's a good eitzah, who has mattered you to make a hole? You start breaking a keili. The heter of Chazal to break a keili was to take out the food. No, eventually you take out the food. First you're breaking it not to be soisa, because you don't want later to make a keili. And then you're taking out the food.
It comes out that way also.
What? If you make a very big one, so then it's also on that side.
That's not like
it's back of the hole. No. If the hole is big, then all the food comes out, so that is the isul. So it's not, so it doesn't come out, the food is not taking out the food from there. You can't eat the drops. But the tuna doesn't come out.
The liquid comes out.
The tuna gets even worse. It's not mitzvahs. Fuck out. Right, you say so. You're not making a keli. For sure, you're not making a keli. You're making a hole. You're allowed to make holes in Shabbos. Stop. So even that the Moshe, the Chazanish himself, said on something else that you're allowed to make a hole, because the Chazanish was holding that it's not a keli. I will have to explain. The Chazanish looked at a tuna can when it's closed that it's not a keli. The Mele, he was very much machmir when you open the can that you're doing a keli. He said there's no soyser by opening the keli. It's not a keli. But he was choishesh that it's considered I'm doing a keli. The Teilah of David Lemoshel says, Pum Fakel, it's called a keli. You closed it, but it's a keli. Memele, when you open it, you soyser if you spoil it. The Teilah of David said it's a keli that keeps the food in storage for a year. This is the keli. You're right, you can't get to it without breaking it, but this is the keli. Who said the keli has to be a keli that you could use opening and closing? This is a keli that stores food. This is the way the Teilah of David looked at it. So he was choishesh to melech ha-soysa. The Chazanish said it's not a keli. But he said, but now when you're opening, it's melech ha-soysa. And I will explain a little bit more to make it clear. We have a shayla if you're allowed to break a chavis in Shabbos or not. The halacha is you're allowed to. We have two reasons. Either because there's no stira bekelim, or because it's mustaki. Opening a can on Shabbos, if the can already has the halacha of keli, we have to first clear if I'm called soisa or not. The Teilah of David said I'm called soisa. Zogim Shlom Zalman, it's not a kli choshuv, especially people don't use it today. But mainly it's mustaki. So be mad if you're allowed to break it. If in the shit that you're allowed to break kelim in Shabbos, you're allowed to break it. If in the tzad, you have to have it, it's not choshuv, it's not choshuv. Especially today that people throw it away, it's not considered a choshuv a keli, but mele zogim shum zam, it's not soysa. The Teilah of David said it is soysa. So shum zam says today it changed. Okay. The reason is a mokam to be machmel, to be choshuv to Teilah of David. Poiskes Maneira said not like that, but it's a mokam to be choshuv to Teilah of David. Chazanish says it's not soysa. But it's a new melocha. Doing a keli. Now the Chazanish said like this. Even if you're not mechaven to do the keli, but because before it was nothing, and now you made a keli, it has a Shem keli. Now, if I would learn that it's a keli when it's closed, so when I open it, I'm not considered doing a keli. Because I'm not mechaven to do a keli if I want to throw it away. But the Chazanish learned that it's not a keli, so the Chazanish said, even if I'm not mechaven to open it, to make a keli, but Metzias is a keli. So this is a catch, Benson. If you choish the Teilah of David, it's soisa. No, it's not. It's nishkin keli. That's chaznish. Okay, so you're doing a keli now, even if you're not mechaber. So here, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the police can say, no. Maybe it's a soisa, but it's a mustaki allowed to be soisa. I, the chaznish, said that it's a keli. While today everyone throws it away, it's not called a keli. Are you nervous maybe for the tzatzu? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, make a hole before you open it.
Even if it's a keli before, could it be making a new keli feel?
If you're not mechaven, it's not a problem. If you're not mechaven, it's not called a new keli. This is the Chazanish explains. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if I'll make a hole, the Chazanish says you're allowed to make a hole, it's very pashut. Why? Because it was never a keli. So when I made a hole, it's golden shgitan. And when I open, it's golden shgitan. But if you hold that it's a keli, So you're breaking the keli before you open it. So Rav Zalman says, he thinks that it's mutter, but maybe not. Maybe it's a makar to be machmir. Maybe you're allowed to break a keli only to take food. This is one side of vikuach. So memele kum tois. The Pesach is money to want to be matir. But Rav Zalman is a tzad to say that it's called soysel. And it's not mustaki. It's a tzad that it's called that I'm doing a keli. And memele it's also. So, if you make a hole, there's more shittas to be made. Aleph. If Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva came with a nozer heto to open tuna cans and shabbos, says the Gemara says that choisles the shochanor paskins and shin yudalat tzivches, choisles are the bags that the dates were inside. You're allowed to open them in Shabbos. Zog the Magen Avraham because it's not a keli gomu. So some people understand that the Magen Avraham meant that it was a shvache keli, or it was made that the food will dry in. Reb Moshe Feinstein says on his own, and Reb Shulchan Aruch Harav says it, the choislis were not kelim that were made to be keli. They took dates, they had to dry them, they made a kind of keli around it, and they put it on the roof to dry, and then they tore it open. Zog Reb Moshe, in different words, tuna cans. Tuna cans. They're made to take food, to store it, and to pack it like that. This is the way it's made. The melet gets a din of a peel, of a klipa, and there's no isu. The melet, he says, it doesn't have a shem soiser. If you don't have a kavone for a keli, it's muta. And the melet, you're allowed to. So again, Reb Moshe wanted to be matir it. He said it's like choisles. The Chazanish was not mekabel it. But we have the heter of Reb Moshe, and we have the heter that today they said that the Chazanish were not asr in the mitzvahs of today. And even if in the Chazanish that it's also if it's a keli, it's because if you're making a hole, so you're not making a keli. So this is the tzad to be mekel with doing a hole. Now, Chazanish said, and here's the catch of the problem. He had a tzad that if you leave the food inside, it's considered you want it to be a keli. And what is the problem? Here already, in our days, people leave food inside. And while in our days, people leave food inside, so the whole etayin that we say that people throw it out, if the mitzvah is today that people keep things inside, and the reason people keep things inside today much more from years ago the system of the fridge was not so developed. So the cans, after you open them, normally you threw out the stuff. You didn't keep it. Today you open it, you put it in the fridge for 2 weeks. They don't have a problem to make the big pickle jars. They make all different jars, all different sizes. So if keeping it inside is considered lefi dechazanish, so it's two shailas. One shaila is if you're allowed to keep it inside. Second shaila is if it asses the whole thing. So lama zogim, it doesn't ask you the whole thing. So some people have machmir, they open cans, but miyad they pour out everything out from the can. To be yoytzer that side of the chazanish, that if you leave it inside, it's awesome. Shlomo Zalman said that this is not considered leaving inside. He's taking it out like tefilas kelim. Yeah, a can lemoshel needs tefilas kelim if you want to use it a second time. Chaznish himself, Chaim Kanievsky, says that it needs a tefilas kelim. And they asked, it doesn't make sense. If the yid opened it, the yid made a kelim. Because you said it's not a kelim. And he said, no, the gabbat tefilas kelim is different, the Chaznish said. So you have to know the agdoras. But I'm saying like this, when you have a can, Shem Zaman says, and you use it a little bit, why not mechuyav tefilas kelim? I'm just finishing to use it. Shem Zaman has it said, you're allowed to even put it back into the can. Well, you have some tomato sauce and a knife, you're allowed to wipe it back in. It's not called using the kelim. But Moshe, he says, if you have like a jar, they have sometimes, you know, they buy, I don't know if you see, they sell it here, like, you know, orange juice or apple juice, like a kind of petal, but much, much better from a petal. It comes like in a metal can. What? Yeah, I don't know, they sell it here in one of the stores I saw. There, Abshlam Zalman says, if you make a little hole on top to pour it out, it says, could be it's also. What you do, you buy these cans, you make it like a little crack on top, and every time you pour a little bit to the cup, and then you add water. This, he says, you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. Because this is really made to make a hole and to keep them like a jar that you could pour every time. The tomato sauce, the moshel, it's not made dafka that a person will keep it in the fridge. Punk, I can't eat 10 pizzas, so I leave it the vial. A guy cooks 5 pots, he uses 5. These things, the idea of the store is, make a little hole and pour every time a little bit petrol, how much you need to make yourself the petrol. So Shmuel Zalman says that there could be to make that little hole, to open the whole thing, maybe it's mecalculate, because it's talking not the way it has to be. But to make these two little holes that you could pour out, I don't... So I'm saying again, if a person wants to be Seimech, yesh lo al min lismoich, to open a can, is to make a hole in the bottom, and to pour out right away, and then he's much better. Again, the gdoyle hiro et taine, chutz from Rabbi Nissim Karelitz, that b'chai gavne, it was not awesome. Chaznish del Nasser. Moshe, again, the agdom of the Shmir Shabbos is to open before Shabbos, not to rely on it. But if you got stuck, in Shabbos, yesh al min lisvach. You can't say that it's asur gomor. You can't say that it's asur gomor. And the ones that have today the finger that you pull, the ring, and you pull, be'etzim is the same aloche. The only reason it could be a little bit worse is that could be the fi Rebbe Eliashiv, it'll be called mechatech. So maybe it's better to come from the bottom and open it with a tin opener. This is legabe cans. Tuna cans. Now I want to speak about soda cans. It's a letter from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you're allowed to open cans in Shabbos. And here he says it's even more posher to him. He says a tuna can is a choshev ezach. You open it, it's a keli. He says the soda can, when you open it, it's not a cannon, it's not made, you throw it away right away. You write it, you drink from it. But it's not made to be a keli. It even doesn't have a shape of a keli. No one uses it. He says in the other cans, people sometimes use it for nails, or cooking eggs, or corn. But he says, a soda can, no one stuffs things in after inside. It's not the nice thing.
Use it
in
a cup again.
Use it in a cup again. Not that that's a saw back in America. You heard about someone who uses a can again? Little kids, they do it. They pour back into the can. Fill up a can again? You saw when someone do it? It looks like most of the island don't hold like that. No, for me, I'm saying, Rebbe Eliashiv says, Punkt verkehrt. Rebbe Eliashiv says that he thinks to open a can is a chiyuv chatos. He says, first it's mechatech, because people are really makpi that it will be cut straight. He says, in a tuna can, when you open the whole thing, it's easier that it slips off completely. But if you open a soda can, if it doesn't open completely, your mamash could hurt yourself. The agav, some high-tech poskim say that a person has to open a can Shabbos and he wants to be yoytze aloshitas to make a hole in the bottom, and when he opens, not to open it completely. It'll be very hard to use. So then he for sure didn't finish to make the keli. You open it halfway, it's not gishmak. For nails and that, you just take it off. It's not ready for nails yet. It's not ready for putting more stuff inside. Same thing in the soda can. If a person is stuck, not to open it like completely, just to open a little bit and to put inside a straw or to pour it out. So then, you didn't make the keli in the right shape of a soda can. And also, you're talking about not mechatech the whole thing. You just open it to get to the drink. Again, Val Rebbe Eliashiv holds it's a Yisro Deiraisa. And it's very hard to be makel. I don't think it's the right thing to open cans at Shabbos. I can't say that it's also, because the Shlom Zalman Auerbach said that it's mutter. But I was brought up that you don't open cans in Shabbos. Rabbi Avada, again, if you go, you can't be moichen the people that do it. No. Now, to open bottles in Shabbos, to open bottles. So everyone knows, was a big balagan with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I'll tell you why. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was one of the first people that written letters that to open a letter in Shabbos, to open a bottle in Shabbos, it's a melacha. If you open a metal cap in Shabbos, it's a melacha. Why? Not like the Olam have a mistake because you made a keli the bottle. The bottle was a keli before. The bottle is okay. It's not like opening a can. The can, when it's closed, it loses the shame. So you boine, you soisa. The bottle of the soda stays a bottle. The problem is a new problem. You're doing the cap to be a keli. The cap is becoming the keli. And the melocha is in the cap, not in the bottle. The bottle is no melocha of opening it. To close the bottle when you want to. This bottle, you close the cap. What? One second. Chaznish said if you make a keli, I'll dash the throat away. I'm not sure if it helps. So that, this was the shayla. Le'umas then, in a plastic cap, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach hold that it's mutter. In the first letters that were printed, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he went to the factory, and the metal ones, the way they do it is, the barrel passes on the line, and the metal goes down, it gets a bang, and it becomes on the barrel close. So when you open it, it's the first time that it becomes a keli. Masha'enk in the plastic was already ready before. So Mimele said, the metal was never a keli before. So you're the one that is making the keli. Masha'engen, the plastic, was a keli. Just was tightened up. So then you're allowed to open it. I remember yet that we went to the factories, the Lohayavalaynifl. They changed it. Everything is done before. No big pieces of metal are cut there in the machine. Go to a coat company, you see. There's a little bottle, and this gets like a squeeze. It's caps ready, it falls down, squeeze. It's cut from the metal, it goes down, and the machine squeezes. Same thing, the plastic. There's two pieces, the top and the ring, gets a squeeze, and it gets squeezed down. Shlomo Zalman says, even so, I hold, metal is mutter and plastic. Metal is also in plastic is mutter. Why? He says, the metal, when it's on the barrel, it loses the shape of the cap. But she'eng in the plastic, it stays like a cap. You're right, it has a little ring in the bottom that breaks off. But be'etzem is the same. And the truth you have to know, from that days, a lot of the metals changed, that the mamish kimat look like the plastic. Shmuzama says the metal, he feels it looks like one thing and now it's becoming a keli. But she'eng in the plastic, it looks it's already ready. I know, not Ale. I met my brother when he was a young bacher, 16 years old. He was a Bnei Brak for Shabbos. It was Bezman Rav Shach, and David, everyone was living, Shmuzama, everyone was living there. It was a friend of his. And Rav Shteyman was there. Nisim Karelitz. And that was, you know, Rav Shteyman was not then Manik Klal Yisrael Befares yet. And it was a plastic bottle. No one wanted to open it. So my brother said, Rav Shteyman is matir. And he opened it in front of everyone. So Rav Shteyman told him that Chveis Nish, Chveis Ein Zach, that in time of Rav Kiveger to be Matir Yisrael Dei Reise, Megishri Bin Apot I pull pages. And you matter, you're telling me it's different. Rabbi Kibbeh had written 10 pages to be matter Yisrael Deiraisa. And you're telling me metals are zay, plastics are zay, you're not scared to open. Lemaise kimat, again, Rabbi Eliashiv holds that the plastic have a different problem with mechatech. You want the ring to be cut very neat. If the ring is not cut neat, it starts off the ganze matter. Shumazama says not called mechatech. Mechatech is when you want to cut a piece of wood to clean your teeth. You want it to be pointy and sharp. Here, from your point, let the ring to disappear. Let the cap to melt. When they're near each other, they disturb. You want them to be separate. I thought when they're separate, you want it to be neat. You don't want it to be a ganze matzev. But you're not trying to find a neat matzev. It's not that you need that considered shape. It's easy, that'd be easy to cut it off. If it's letters, a different zach. It's moichik. I'm not talking about letters now. You have to be makmin if it's letters. Avada, it's us. So again, lemaise, what is niskabel in most of Klal Yisrael is that the plastic bottles they open, the metal ones they don't open. Someone told me today that in their house, the Moshul, they open cans in Shabbos, but they don't open bottles in Shabbos. Because bottles, Rosh Hashanah says that it's awesome. Cans, Rosh Hashanah says that it's mutter. So they don't open bottles, but they open cans. So if they do it in plastic, I hear it. But in metal, for sure, it's awesome. So I'm saying lemaise. If you have a metal cap, that is happening lemaise every time in the grape juice. I think I heard Kedem now turn to plastic, but before that, lemaise, all the grape juice beretzim are made from metal, and this beretzim is the thing that is needed for Shabbos. And you remember with Shabbos that you didn't open the grape juice. Zogim Shabbazam, make a hole in the cap, and then open it. Here's not a problem. When I'm opening it, it's really not a keli. But again, could be, if we say that it has a shem keli before you open it, so you say, Shalem, Las Loitzi, Sa'aichem. Zogim Shabbazam, but I don't think a cap has a shem keli before. I think it lost the shem keli. So lemaise, the heroes lemaise. I'm saying avada kedai to be choishes to all the shittas. But if you have a metal cap, not to open the bottle on Shabbos, and every kind of metal cap, to open it before Shabbos. If you forgot to make a hole in the metal cap and then to open him. And what? Shabbazaman says you don't have to pour it out. If you make a hole, all the drink comes out. For sure, it's mutter. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The second we'll get to that. So the plastic ones, the hoiroi amikubelis is that it's mutter. The hoiroi amikubelis is that it's mutter. The machmirim amachmir themselves to be choishes to the shittas, not to open the plastic ones. Then Rav Shmuzam Leibach told me that if you learn the sugi and it's mashmir for you that it's also, you don't open it. But the marshal to my wife and my kids, they're passing like my rabbi that it's mutter. They didn't learn the sugya. So he said, if you learn the sugya, you understand the problem, don't open. Don't open. So I don't open. Now, if someone opened for you a plastic one, chas v'sholem, yeah? Or if someone opened a metal, chas v'sholem, you're allowed to drink the wine or not? The cap is muktzi. You're not allowed to touch the cap. Dahinu, a lot of people, they're machmer, they let someone else to open the cap for them. Right? Then they open. Shav, the cap becomes mukta or not. So the cap becomes mukta. Because Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is also. The cap was on in Shabbos. Even if you hold that it's also, it becomes also. So some people say like this, and the metal one that most people hold that it's also, I'm machmer as mukta. The plastic, most people hold that it's mutter. The guy be isul day raise, I'm choishes. The guy be mukze, I make. This was the ma'isa I was used to alamo. I didn't decide yet this Shabbos how I'll be knowing. But I was used to not to open the plastic, but after someone opened it, I would touch it. Vinitvi, to drink the wine you're allowed. Why? Because val is a different way to get to it, so the food is not muktzah. Food that is in a place that you can't get to it in Shabbos, the food gets muktzah. Oh, but here you could break the whole cap. So val is a chetimtze. If you hold it's also, you're not allowed to ask someone to do it for you. The most to ask someone to do the metal is with me. To ask them in the plastic, again, some people are makel. The best thing is not to ask, to say if you could pour me pure drink.
In front of him?
I say, again, the bottles have a chumre more from the cans because it's not choiceless. It's hard to say that it's a peel. The can could be a peel of the food. It's there the whole time. The cap is not, it's opening the bottle, closing the bottle. It's not just something to have it in between. This is the reason the caps have the chumre. L'umas them, a lot of people say the bottle is ready, a bottle is not considered a siyasa keili. Opening cans in Shabbos, yesh al milismoich, but the Yereim don't open cans and don't open soda cans in Shabbos. The ones that want to be makel, to open cans, they make a hole in the bottom and then they open the top. Again, I can't say to do it. I just can't say it. To open beer bottles in Shabbos. So I saw recently a new kind of cap. I didn't manage to figure him out exactly how it works. So I'm not speaking of the new kind. It also has a ring, and you do something, and it goes off. I'm not so sure exactly what is the mitzvah there. I couldn't figure it out. But to open the normal bottle beers, the old ones, that you could open it with a knife or something, Chaznish says it's no problem, and even if it gets crooked, it's not melacha soisa, and you're allowed to open them lekatchila and Shabbos. Kosh Baruch Hu b'matzah that will not have to uyas.